Have you ever contemplated the mysteries of the universe? Where we come from, and why we're here? Would you believe Dr. Strangelove has? That's why, at this moment, he is at the Weirdery, peering intensely through his Fisher-Price telescope for men.
Hello? Yes, yes, yes! Eureka!
You don't smell too good yourself, Dr. S.
Nah, I mean Eureka, as in an idea has hit me.
Oh, I wish something would hit you.
Come here, come here. Take a goosey look through the man-sized, and not at all kiddish, multicoloured telescope. See? What do you see?
I don't believe it. It looks to me like another planet Earth.
Yes, I claim this planet in the name of Strangelove. I strongly believe that our planet Earth originated from this other planet, which was originally much, much bigger.
So what are you going to call it then?
Well, Earth originated from it, so... Yes, I think I'll call it Birth. Yes, the Birth of Earth. Earth.
Sounds very strange.
Come on, let's get a closer look.
Oh yes, we could just pop over and be back in time for tea. Look, it's outer space, you fool.
We should go up in a rocket.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Is everybody on board?
Yes, I am. Fine time to ask once we've already taken off. I mean, what if I'd just nipped to the loo?
Then you would have had a close encounter of the flushed kind.
Oh, good grief.
Look, look, look! Say bye-bye to Earth.
Oh, wow. I've never seen the Earth so tiny before.
Oh, yes, you have, Mr. B. Remember the last time we were in space? We ended up in a giant nose. That was not to be sneezed at.
Hey, hang on. Look, there's something outside the spaceship.
Yeah, it's called space.
No, it's knocking. It's a man.
It's Mr. Custer. Look, he's waving at us. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
What's he doing here? Floating about in space?
Space is his home, Mr. B. Now, quickly, help me to get the airlock door open.
So you see, there I was, just test piloting my new shiny spaceship, the Flyplug Mark II, when whoosh! Suddenly I find myself falling through space.
With little or no grace.
What? Oh yeah, it's words to my song. Yeah. Ha ha ha. Yeah, well, I blame the makers of my spaceship. They switched the labels for CD player and ejector seat, the Muppet.
Oh, never mind that, Mr. Custer. Look, maybe you can help us now that you're here.
Why? What appears to be the matter?
Well, Dr. Strangelove doesn't know what he's doing. He's never flown a spaceship before.
Oh, hasn't he?
Yes, I have.
No, you lost it up a giant flying nose.
Oh, that happens all the time. Nothing to worry about there. Now then. I shall now cast my mince pies upon your control unit. That's strange.
You sounded like me just then.
What is it? What's the matter?
The circuits have jammed.
Well, it happens all the time, don't it?
Not like that, it don't. Look, the circuits are jammed with your actual real jam. It's all sticky.
What?
Mmm. Strawberry flavoured.
You mean to tell me that you tricked me into coming on board a giant death trap that's powered by strawberry jam?
Not to worry. I have my magic ring. I can fix it. There. It's fixed. I just... Oh!
Oh, is everyone all right?
Yes, don't worry. I'm all right.
Yeah, but Mr. Custer isn't. Look, that explosion's rendered him unconscious.
Brown, brown, brown.
What was that?
Brown, 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 brown.
It was you, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah, because usually it is you. You're playing some kind of strange trick on me.
Brown, 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 brown.
Whatever it seems to be coming from outside. Let me just bring it up on the 1980s computer monitor screen. Hang on.
Oh, what now?
The computer's just turned into soft, doughy cake.
That is strange.
Indeed. And this time, it wasn't me who's to blame. I mean, I know it almost sounds like the type of wild and wacky thing I do to make a spaceship out of cake dough, but... But!
But?
No, no, at the window. It's a giant but!
Oh, well, big space bummy is different from the big space nose, I suppose.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Oh, Mr. Custer, you're okay. That Dr. Strangelove's 1980s computer has turned into cake dough.
Yes, and your wig has just turned into a rather fat ginger pussycat.
What wig? How dare you? I do not wear a wig. Oh, what's new, pussycat? Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
We obviously must have crossed into the wacky dimension, a result of the computer blowing up earlier. That explains why the computer is now not exploded, but a cake, and why it was filled with jam.
No, no, no. I think you'll find that the strawberry jam was deliberate.
I see.
Hey, what's that big wibbly wobbly thing up ahead?
A wormhole?
Maybe. Whatever it is, this space rocket is being pulled very quickly towards it.
Shall we dare to enter?
Nah, I want to go home.
Coward.
No point in arguing, gents. We have no real option but to ride the wave and be sucked in through the wormhole and find out what's on the other side.
Oh, no. And then, when we reached the other side, we discovered that we were peering out over the edge of...
A giant cup of tea!
What? Really? Oh, how cool.
Yeah, it seems that the whole of space, it's a cup of tea. And the Earth is just a bit of broken biscuit that was dunked into the space cup of tea.
Yeah, and then we met a man. Oh, you mean a god? I think he was called Harold. It was his cup of tea that we happened to be in anyway. All of us, you know, the whole cosmos.
He did say that there will be many more Earths in the space tea because of his habit of dunking.
I beg your pardon? He means dunking biscuits. After all, even the great architect needs to drink tea every now and again. It gives him the stamina and puts him more in the mood for the real work he has to, you know, plan and design. You mean to say... Earth isn't special? No.
We're all just a tea time accident.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but don't be too excited, Colin. See, there was one event that Harold didn't warn us about.
Yeah, a cataclysmic event that could only threaten to create even more worldly chaos.
Oh, what? What is it?
The Big Stir.